Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on the Real Momentum.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I tell guys all the time, I tell Keith and Justin all the time that when we do this podcast, I'm not, you know, just hosting or whatever. I'm learning. And I wrote down several things you said. I love what you said. We're going to reap what we sow. The things we're putting in right now, the time investment. And there are times when, and sometimes I fail in this, where I want to choose a couch and the TV versus investing intentionally in my family or my kids. And I also like what you said, our church needs us. Man, that is so true. That's good stuff. Our church needs men. I think too, you know, part of this developing people or programs that outlast us is, I think you're right, Dave, on people look at church, especially that it's my day off or it's my day of rest. And I don't even, the thing I see going on right now is people are just as busy on Sundays as they are throughout. I mean, that's the schools, the hobbies, the travel ball, they're putting everything on Sundays. And we like to, I've tried to reverse people's mindset on that. We start blaming the culture on all my coaches going to put practice and a lot of, but the church has succumbed to that pressure. They have said, okay, if you put it on Sundays, we'll go, instead of fighting against that. And I was reading Philippians 3 in my quiet time this morning. And part of what Paul was saying about our citizenship being in heaven, and we eagerly wait for the Lord, for the coming of the Lord, or when we go home, he'll transform our bodies. But he said, a lot of us are living for our bellies. Our God is our belly, he says in chapter 3, verse 19. Mm-hmm. And he said, some of these folks setting our minds on earthly things. And we got to start setting our mind on things that are heavenly. That's going to outlast us as well. And I think we don't have a good balance on work versus rest. And they only make sense when they're together. Work only makes sense if we rest. Rest only makes sense if we work. And the Lord knows that. And part of that original Sabbath was so we would stop what we're doing and trust the Lord to provide. And we're burning candles at both ends, trying to put everything we can in this civilian affair thing. We're not trusting the Lord in that. So I would just say, you know, trying to put the time and energy and things that outlast us. I try to intentionally meet with a younger guy every single week that I'm drinking coffee with, pouring into. Because when I was 20, starting a ministry, somebody invested their time in me. And I'm at that stage now where I need to be investing time in younger men, especially who are called to ministry. So, yeah, I love what you said, reap what you sow. That's what it means to put time into things that are going to outlast us.
Yeah, both of you actually used the word I kept writing down. I wrote it down more than once. It's investment, you know. And when you think about financial investments and you look to make good decisions financially or make investments in certain, you know, certain things, and whether that's stock or whether that's, you know, a company or whatever, you're anticipating a return. And, you know, obviously the verse is, you know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So a lot of times, many of us as men, we're putting time into projects and other things that, you know, in some ways need to take place. And we really miss out on, you know, as Dave talked about, I think God gave him grace early on was to see, man, if you invest in anything, invest in your wife and your children. And brother, I would say you can see the results. And
yeah,
great children. Just awesome to see you guys together and a lot of things that you do. I appreciate the unity y'all share and how that looks and what you have done over a long period of time of investment. And as you said earlier on the podcast, you actually have seen, you're seeing the results in that. So, and I can look back over our life and see the same thing. We made some decisions that some thought we were crazy and lost our mind. And I understand all that, but I don't give an answer to them. My hope's not within somebody else's viewpoint or stance. My hope is in what God is saying to me. And if I can live 20 years of facing the ridicule and, you know, the questioning and the skeptical spirits, to God be the glory, because I can anticipate him to be faithful, him to be trustworthy, because I can look back over 25, 30 years now and see that God is the one who's kept his word. God is the one who's provided things that I would need in the gaps and the seasons of my life. And you mentioned the chronos and the kairos kind of seasons of life. And we make adjustments along the way. And, you know, how I raise my kids now with, you know, having 11 children, I think early on the children were different. The seasons were different. The life I was in is different. And the only one that's got perspective on that is the Lord Jesus and his word.
Amen.
And a crooked culture or a demonic reasoning mindset will come at me in a different way because I may be raising my children later on in life differently. And because I'm in a different season, they're all in a different season. The whole family's in a different season. So the only one I think that understands that is the Lord Jesus and his word and the Spirit of God to give me wisdom in that. And so I could not really in a, you know, a defiant way, pushing back against culture, but in a dependent, desperate way, looking to Jesus. God, give me wisdom. May I push away the mindset? May I push away the words and the things that people may think? And it kind of goes back into another lesson, the fear of man. I don't want to ever get in the snare of what somebody else may think. God, may your word be what it is to give me the answers I need in the season I'm living in right now so I can make the most effort. You know, because farm is different. You know, there the seasons of farming are different. You know, the harvest season, that you got the planting season, the, you know, the preparation season, that all comes into play. And how you respond to each of those makes a big difference. And hearing you talk about your family and your church ministry, and even your company, and we didn't get much into that, but maybe we can have you back for a different conversation on that.
Because
I do see you as a kingdom-minded man who wants to have every part of his life affected with the power of God, and I do see that taking place. But is there any last things you want to say in this conversation that you would just say to somebody out there listening that stumbles across it and says, how can I get started today?
Yeah, well, I mean, you hit on a couple of things even here in the end, and that is we need to live with eternity in view. Yeah. We are so wrapped up in the here and now, and that's time, right? I mean, God created time. It exists within him. It's mind-boggling to realize that outside of this world, that the tick-tock of the clock that we run by, is that's going to all go away. But we have a moment here, and we have a moment to work for the Lord and to, you know, use, like you mentioned, I can't let the culture and the pressures of the world dictate how I'm going to do these things, or the pleasures of the world, my desire. I have to look to God's word, which comes from spending time with him faithfully, being around other believers that are going to build each other up. And we need to live with eternity in view. I think a 2 Corinthians 4:18 is a good verse for that. Mm-hmm. But then also Proverbs 29:18, without a vision, the people cast off restraint. If you don't have a vision for what your life is going to look like, number one, in eternity's viewpoint, but number two, what your family is going to look like down the road, you will not restrain yourself. You will get into all kinds of stuff you shouldn't. You'll spend time that you shouldn't on things that you shouldn't, because you're not realizing how much that's going to pay out or not pay out down the road. And so when you think about what you want your family to look like down the road, what kind of eternal impact, souls for the kingdom down the road, it'll change how you behave today and spend your time today. And so seeking the Lord and his constant wisdom and direction, again, teach us to number our days, Lord. It's a prayer that I might be wise in how I'm going to spend this time that you have gifted me with. And I think that's paramount in how we're living this out.
That's good. That's real good.
Very, very impactful. And, you know, based on this conversation, we needed more time to spend with you just to put into practice. And I think, you know, the we've taught this several times, and, you know, there's always so much more as God continues to put men around this topic and use it to encourage other brothers to take advantage of the seasons of life that they're in and the starts and the stops of a man's life, and you know where we are in terms of our children and family with our wives, and what that looks like even with grandchildren on the scene, and then kingdom impact that we have obviously through the local church that we get to be a part of, and then to see men like you that take advantage of their gift set, and you know, operating a company for 30 years of excellence. And it's just been awesome to hear you share about these things. Maybe we'll let Pastor Mike close us out with some closing thoughts here. But thank you for joining us. We look forward to what God's going to continue to use you to do, not only and your family, but also our church, and also the relationship we have with you as a ministry. You're a blessing, yeah. brother. Great man of yeah. God. Thank God for you.
Thank you for the invitation. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was. I want to echo that, Dave. Thank you for taking the time to be on here. I learned a lot, and it's really good to meet you. And I'm praying a lot of men will get something out of this. I know they will. Yeah. So as we close out, man, I want to encourage you as well that, you know, Dave said it earlier, we all have the same amount of time in the day. To use your time wisely. And one of the things that we can do to use our time wisely is to not only invest in our own spiritual life, but also invest in other men. And there are so many things that we can do to invest in ourselves, also with other men, as men, as iron sharpens iron. And one of the things that you can do, I would encourage all you guys to continue to look on Real Momentum's website. There's so many retreats that you can go to. Do you want to say anything about those retreats real quick, Keith, before we close up? I know you may want to talk about those for a second.
Yeah, I mean, I've just come across some things recently that we're trying to focus on, obviously, is reaching the next generation of men, and found that it does take men to reach men like Dave, mm-hmm. that they really catch it and get it. And so he's already trying to invest in the next generation coming behind us and shape the future. I think we can do that as we sow into these men and their lives. So a couple of things we got is the Anvil Retreat, time to come away and spend time, obviously, with the Lord on your own. I had a message from a guy in Alabama yesterday. Says, I can't get anybody to come with me. Well, I said, it sounds like that God wants to spend time with you. And what gift is that? You'd come apart before you come apart, as Stephen Alford used to say. But, you know, these things that we do in these retreats are just designed to give you the time to make some adjustments and seek God's face with other men of God, speaking into what kind of life that you're living currently and what kind of life God may be calling you up to. So, you know, some guys will come that are single, some guys will come that are married in different seasons of life. But the beauty is we're seeking God and seeking His will. So those are a couple things. And I would just simply mention that we have some shepherding retreats for pastors coming up later in the year that I think is important. And one of the things you think about pastors, there's a movement of pastor wellness taking place today that needs to be on the radar of every ministry. A lot of these men, like Dave's describing, are busy. They can't seem to shut it off. And so they're coming out of seminary. And if they do get in ministry, a lot of them don't even finish in ministry. No. And maybe they haven't been taught, you know, the principles of a schedule and the principles of doing what needs to be done in priority. And they get caught in a rat race that they never win. And it takes away life. It takes away impact. And so, again, I'll keep saying this. It's not the projects that you invest in that make the difference. It's the people you invest in. And Dave made that really clear about relationships. So we're looking to try to shape some ministry for pastor wellness and what that looks like. So we're just praying for wisdom. And there's a lot of need out there. I just went to a meeting with the Tennessee Baptist Mission Board recently that they're getting ready to start something. So maybe we can partner with them. But no matter who we partner with, if we connect to Jesus and try to minister to men, I think He'll keep the door open for us to do that. So if you're listening out there, if you want to be a part of these, just check our website out. We'd love to have you. And if you have a question, just feel free to reach out to the website.
Yeah, I think you said it. You can't call it a movement of men without men.
Right.
So we want to challenge you, men, to go be the man that God's called you to be. And we pray that you'll take other men with you. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.